This is theater critic J. Wynn Russick speaking with Irene Sankoff and David Hine, the creators of the musical Come From Away, now at the Hippodrome. A concert version of Come From Away was performed in Gander in the fall of 2016. I believe you called it the first Broadway musical to play the Gander Community Center Ice Arena. Was that performed partly as a thank you to the people of Gander? Were either of you there? And if so, what was it like?
Yes, David and I both went back to Gander with our daughter, who was quite young at the time, but she knew the entire cast of the show as her people, so she was very, very glad to be on a road trip with them. And, you know, the English language doesn't have words yet to describe that feeling, and I know everyone who was there feels the same way about that, you know, presenting a show about how these people took care of people who were stranded on one of the scariest days of our recent history without blinking an eye. And the province of Newfoundland is like a have-not province. Like, I mean, they used to be the butt of jokes. And you could see everyone was nervous as we started, but then by the end, they were on their feet and they were crying and we were all crying and cheering just because we knew that they accepted the show. And we knew from that moment, you know, just because we had their approval that, you know, no matter where we went next, no matter what happened next, we'd done it right. And that was a very secure feeling to go forward with.
Oh, I can imagine. Now that the show is on tour, have you met or heard from passengers or crew members that you might not have interviewed or perhaps even know about? Any surprises?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, yes. I just read an article someone sent to me on Twitter. He wrote about his father being stranded there. He's out of Pittsburgh. We in London have had a pilot that we represent to some degree come out and talk to us. We've met many, many survivors and many family members of people who died on 9/11. And the reaction is always the same. The reaction is always one of thank you so much for giving me an additional memory of that day. Thank you so much for showing me that there's good in the world and that, you know, that people were being taken care of while we had our most horrific dreams, you know, come to life. And that is a very, very humbling.
And very much what we get out of the show, even if we didn't have that experience. I know that I've read about a film version coming up. I believe you're both writing the screenplay. What's the status of that? Maybe David can fill us in.
We are really excited to be turning this into a film. I mean, you know, from the beginning, this it's just another opportunity to share the story of Newfoundland, and the story that we initially thought Canadian high school students would be forced to do. You know, we never expected it would go to theaters around the world, much less movie theaters around the world. So that's exciting on its own. But also, you know, from the very beginning, compiling all of these stories and compiling, you know, every newspaper article, every picture, every document that we could possibly find, and trying to imagine what it really looked like. In the film, we actually are going to get to see what it looks like when 38 planes with 7,000 people land in a town of 9,000, and the population doubles. What it looks like, buses traveling through the night, and you know, kitchen parties with thousands of people. It's just an amazing experience to actually leap into the world.
I want to thank you, David Hine and Irene Sankoff, for taking the time to talk with us and for this exceptional musical.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.